Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The Safe Pharmacy Initiative was launched officially on the 1st of July. And it's a way for people who are experiencing domestic abuse and other such things to be supported in their local pharmacy on a confidential basis. I'm joined by Una O'Hagan. Una, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Explain how this works, please.
Yeah, well, Safe Pharmacy is a new initiative, as you rightly said, to provide, I suppose, support to victims of domestic abuse and coercive control in their local pharmacy. And it's an initiative that's been led by the Irish Pharmacy Union in partnership with Safe Ireland and Garda Síochána and the HSC. And really what it involves is community pharmacies, and there's over 850 community pharmacies signed up to the initiative now, providing a person who's experiencing domestic abuse access to a safe phone and contact details of their local support services in a very safe environment. And that enables the victim to make that important phone call. It might be to a family member, it might be to a local specialist in domestic violence services, or to the guards themselves. And this is all done within the pharmacy's private consultation area with the utmost discretion. People will be treated in a very confidential, non-judgmental way, and a very compassionate way as well, because as we know, pharmacies are the most trusted profession here in Ireland. People are very used to coming in and speaking and have a very trusted relationship with their local pharmacist. So this is not something that would be unusual for somebody who's experiencing abuse, where their movements may be monitored day to day, and their access to their phones might be monitored and might be limited day to day. Well, you know, most people live, 85% of people live within a 5 kilometre distance of their local pharmacy. So, and they would often visit their local pharmacy. Mm. So it's not behaviour that would be out of the norm, if that makes sense. And so they can come in, they can ask to speak to the pharmacist, they can explain they'd like to talk about Safe Pharmacy, and they can step into our private consultation rooms and have access to a phone, and also any of the pharmacies who are participating will have a poster up in their consultation room with the local services number, and have a list of 38 different local services that specialise in domestic abuse, and the person can make a safe phone call in a safe environment.
This would be and all most pharmacies, are they required to have them? They have this little room where if you want to go in for something that might not be directly over the counter and the pharmacist might want to talk to you about it, you go in for that. It's in that particular room or that you
exactly
right.
Yeah, exactly. We all pharmacies are required by law to have a private consultation room, and this is exactly for if somebody wants to speak to the pharmacist in private about maybe a medication or show a rash, or you get a vaccine now, COVID vaccine, or so it's a private room, and there is a private room in every single pharmacy in the country. So this is just simply coming in and ask, could I have a word with the pharmacist, please, in private? And this is not something that this happens every single day. There's always somebody in our consultation rooms having a quiet word with our staff or our pharmacists. So it's not something that would look unusual, because that's really important as well, that it doesn't seem out of the norm. In terms of, a victim's behaviours day to day. So they can come in. It's all very discreet. As you know, pharmacists are highly trained, incredibly professional and very discreet. And we treat everything in the utmost confidence. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So this is an environment where it would be deemed to be, number one, very compassionate, and number two, highly confidential. So people can come in, step in, and they can get access to our phone, where they can make a phone call on a phone that's not obviously being monitored as well. So,
what is the status of the rollout? That another launch was last Friday. You have
a consultation
room in every pharmacy. So, are they all good to go now, or will it be a gradual thing?
Yeah, so we have 850 pharmacies are signed up now to this initiative, and there's a list of pharmacies on the APU website. But also for anybody, any of your listeners listening in, all participating pharmacies have been sent a starter pack, and in that pack there's a little kind of like purple sticker, which we are told now to put onto our windows or doors, a little decal, so that says "Safe Pharmacy" on it. So pharmacies should be able to be identified by the little decal in your window or in your door. And so that's how the public would know if it's a participating pharmacy or not. Yeah. And once you see that little sticker, that will tell you that there's a trained champion. There's been a champion nominated in every participating pharmacy who has been trained on the initiative and who then has taken it on board to train the other staff within the pharmacy. So in that pharmacy, there's a trained champion who would have briefed everybody else within the store. And so you should know that if you see that sticker, that everybody in that store should be briefed, and that, you know, you can go in and ask, speak to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist will know in the utmost discretion what you're talking about. Step into the consultation room, and there you are. You're in a safe environment where you can make that safe call.
Yeah.
And that's simply what we're doing. We're simply linking people who unfortunately are the victims of domestic abuse or coercive control with the appropriate services. That's all we're doing here. So that it's that first step, and that's what I would encourage anybody listening. That's all that's needed. You just need to ask for help, and very often that's the most difficult
step. I think it's brilliant, Una, but just one little thing that has come into my mind, and I'm assuming this question's been asked before. Some people are forced to live under a level of control where they're barely left out of the sight of their partner. And to go to the chemist for something as simple as a box of paracetamol, he'll walk in there with them and stand watching. How do you get the opportunity?
Well, I guess, you know, what we would encourage people to do who are under that level of control is still to come into the pharmacy and still to explain that they want to speak to the pharmacist in private, maybe about, I don't know, a private ailment or, a rash or a headache or whatever, and with the hope that you would be able to step into the consultation room on your own.
I have.
I mean, you know, I guess if this initiative can help one person in the country, then it's a positive initiative.
Absolutely it is.
But
I'm thinking of pharmacies in the catchment area now, literally everywhere from Castletown Bear to Dungarvan at this stage. So this, if the sticker is on the door, the service is ready to roll.
Exactly. And we'd encourage anybody just to come in, you know, because you will be listened to, you will be believed, you will be supported. We're here to help. Pharmacists are working in every single town, city and village across Ireland. We're extremely accessible. We're open late nights. We're open weekends. And the public can trust us. And we know that. So we're, you know, we just want to extend, I suppose, the offering that we can do to help, I suppose, people who we know are being affected with this in every single community across Ireland, unfortunately.
It's a super initiative, and it gives people a way to escape that power that they're under, even for two or three minutes, just to take the first step.
That's it, you know, and just to say you're not alone. This is much more common than what we think, unfortunately, and you're not alone.
Okay. Una, thank you. Una O'Hagan from the Irish Pharmacy Union. There will be a sticker on the door of the pharmacy once the system is up and running, and go in and just ask to speak to the pharmacist. You don't have to tell them what it's about. Just go up to the counter and say, look, can I speak privately to the pharmacist, please? They'll bring you in, and then you can tell them what's on your mind, and they'll help you in any way that they can. Good idea. It's called Safe Pharmacy.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.